T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Line one is a young lady from Scranton by the name of Sandy. And Sandy, we are so grateful that you called us. And our first word to you is that we are concerned for you. We are praying for you. And I hope everything works out for you.
Thank you, Frank. I really appreciate that.
Okay. Can you tell us how this all started? You know, when you started feeling something, where, how it all developed?
Sure. Friday, I had a very slight cough. Nothing remarkable. Saturday morning, I woke up, I had a temperature of like 99.2. It was low-grade fever, but within like an hour or two, it had jumped up to 102. So right away, I got concerned. I called the CMC hotline. They told me at that time I did not meet the criteria to be tested, and if I should develop trouble breathing, to call back, and they would see if they could get me in.
And so then what happened?
Saturday, I was sick all day with a fever. Sunday morning, I woke up still sick, and my breathing wasn't really, it was a little bit shallower than it usually is and a little bit quicker. So I heard that the urgent care up on Route 6 up in Dixon City was testing, so I called. They told me to come up. They checked me in over the phone while I was out in the parking lot. Then they had me drive around behind the building, and they actually came out to my car and tested me right from my car.
Now, how did they test you? Is it a nose swab?
It was a nasal swab, yeah.
And they confirmed the coronavirus?
Yes, actually, I got a call from the doctor today, and he said that I did test positive. And he had told me that they had been testing for 2 weeks, and I was actually the first one to test positive up there.
Do you have any idea where you might have contracted this? Were you in New York? Were you in Philadelphia? Do you have any idea at all?
I never left Scranton, so I have no idea.
And what kind of work do you do?
I run a retail business, basically. It's kind of a retail, I don't know, but I'm the only one that works in the office, but I do have interaction with customers.
That's what I was wondering. Interaction with customers, things you could have touched, that they touched, somebody brought it in. Because one of the vicious things about this is you can be carrying it and passing it on to other people, and you might not even know it.
Right.
Sandy,
exactly.
were you scared, or are you scared?
No, I'm not, to be honest. I'm feeling a lot better. I did have a fever for 4 days. I haven't had any breathing issues, and I seem to be on the mend, that's for sure. I did get a call from the Department of Health today, and I was actually surprised because they told me my quarantine will be over on Friday. And I said, well, I just got, diagnosed today or whatever. And she said 7 days from the start of your symptoms is all I need to quarantine. I was kind of surprised by that.
Did they put you on any special medication or over-the-counter medications or anything?
I am on, they had initially on Sunday, they had given me an inhaler and an antibiotic. They gave me amoxicillin, but the doctor changed that today to a Z-Pack.
Okay, that's one of the things that we talked about, Z-Pack, yeah.
Now, are you alone in the house, or are there other people in the house?
I am alone in the house, yeah.
Okay. I'm just wondering what instructions the Department of Health would give you. It seems to me like they would tell you to quarantine, from now until Easter. That's a little strange to me. Are they asking you about people you might have come in contact with or anything?
They did, and one of them was actually my daughter who was here, and she is exhibiting symptoms today. And they recommended that she quarantine herself for 14 days as of the last day of her contact with me because she works in healthcare. So for healthcare, they're recommending 14-day quarantine, everyone else 7.
And she lives in a different location?
She does, yeah.
Okay.
This is amazing. Now, you say you're feeling better today?
I am.
That's great.
I mean, do they tell you to take Tylenol for fever or ibuprofen?
Yeah, they said Tylenol and definitely stay away from ibuprofen.
Yeah, we've heard that too. Yeah. Well, and I asked you before, would you be okay if we checked with you every other day or every once in a while just to track your progress?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you have any underlying conditions, any immune problems, anything at all?
No, nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Nothing. Perfectly healthy.
Now, what are you doing for supplies or food or anything? You have somebody that can drop it off on your porch so you don't have to go out of the house and stuff like that? Are you okay to have what you need?
Oh, I do. Yeah. I have a lot of friends and family that have been reaching out, and I'm fortunate. I don't want for anything. So.
Good. Sandy, someone wanted to know what kind of inhaler it was.
It's an albuterol inhaler.
Albuterol, right.
Yeah, we've heard that too, because that's an asthma medication. Yeah.
And Tom DiPietro said that's one of the things that's in short supply, so you're glad that you got that.
Yeah.
So you actually drove to the walk-in center, but they told you come around the back of the building and they came out to you so that you wouldn't go in and be with other patients.
That's correct.
That's amazing. One last question. I know it's not polite to ask, but how old are you?
I am 52.
52.
So in the lower part of that range.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not elderly and not any pre-existing conditions or anything else. So you're in one of the areas that it's not just somebody that's old that gets this. It can be someone younger.
Right.
Okay.
That's why it's so important to stay home.
Sandy, for you and your daughter, we're praying, and we're going to be checking in with you. And one of the things that I wanted to happen, people to realize that this is not a death knell, that you can get it, that there is testing going on. I hope you've calmed a lot of nerves.
And thank you for sharing your story.
So.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.